legacy really is related to the liberation struggle in Algeria. He has a certain status, having been one of the 9 founding members of the Revolutionary National Liberation Front, the FLN, that had started and led the independence struggle against the French, which was eventually successful in 1962. And indeed, it's quite poignant that the 50th anniversary of Algeria's independence from France occurs this summer in July. He's been out of politics a long time. He became Algeria's first post-independence president in 1963, but was overthrown in 1965 in a coup d'etat, and thereafter didn't play a major role in domestic politics. So a lot of it is to do with the revolution and memories of the revolution against France.
In later years, he became an advocate for democracy, rejecting the growing Islamist elements in Algerian society.
Yes, what happened was that when, in 1989, when the Algerian regime decided to create and open up to a multi-party political system, he returned from exile and set up his own political party, and he proclaimed himself an advocate of democracy. He never got the opportunity to show or prove that was the case. His party remained pretty marginal. Certainly when he had been in power as president, he'd been pretty autocratic. So it's very difficult to see how genuine that conversion to democracy was.
He was born into a poor farming family in 1916, dropped out of school, and only learned to read and write Arabic in prison.
Basically, his first language was French, and he always struggled with Arabic, and he learned it much later on during the liberation struggle, and including even afterwards. He was much more comfortable in French, which gives an indication of the real depth of the French colonialism in Algeria and its presence for over 130 years. But even the leader of the nationalist struggle, his first language had become French. And there are stories that he ensured that his family and his children spoke Arabic first rather than French, because he always felt rather ashamed of that. There is a story of him going to Egypt and being asked to address a crowd of Egyptians and not being able to because his Arabic was so weak, and him actually ending up in tears. I don't know how apocryphal that story is, but that's one of the stories about his linguistic abilities.
He also had a role to play in regional politics and chaired the African Union's advisory group in charge of conflict prevention.
One of the features of his rather brief presidency was that he became very, very involved in international and regional affairs. Algeria emerging and throwing off colonial rule, and through a very bloody and long struggle against French colonial rule, emerged as independence with Ahmed Ben Bella at its head, with a lot of prestige and a lot of status in the newly independent states of Africa and Asia. This is a period of decolonization. And Ben Bella took that and ran with it and became a very iconic figure. And he toured around the world speaking in favor of decolonization and against what he saw as the vestiges of Western colonialism. And that sort of international engagement persisted even after he was released from prison in the 1980s and became re-engaged in politics.
It has to be said that current President Bouteflika isn't really looking his best. What would Ben Bella's vision of Algeria in the future be?
It's so difficult to say, because he lost power 47 years ago, 1965. He was creating a fairly autocratic, fairly centralized political system based largely upon himself. One of the reasons why he was overthrown was the fact that he had become increasingly autocratic and had just reduced his regime to his quite close personal and ideological allies. Whether he would want to introduce that system now or for the future for Algeria, I don't know. I suspect probably not. I mean, those sort of more autocratic, centralized regimes were quite common in Africa and Asia, in the decolonizing world in the 50s and 60s. So he may have wanted a more open system, but there was certainly no clear indication that he favored a very different system. Current President Bouteflika, to a certain degree, has traded on the legacy of the person who overthrew Ben Bella, Houari Boumediene, who established a more stable but also fairly authoritarian system. And interestingly enough, one of the reasons that finally led Houari Boumediene to overthrow Ahmed Ben Bella in 1965 in a coup d'etat was Ben Bella's attempts to remove Bouteflika, who at that stage was the foreign minister. So there is a link back to the past through the current president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika.